In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 4. Impossible. Unmöglich. If you remember, in the last lesson, Andreas was trying to find accommodation for a couple because the Hotel Europa was full. First of all, Andreas suggested calling the Karls Hotel because it's very central.
Ich rufe gern für Sie das Karls Hotel an. Das liegt sehr zentral.
But the woman thought this hotel was too noisy. Andreas then offered to phone a guest house where it would be quieter. Listen to the conversation between Andreas and the woman and pay special attention to the use of the definite article.
Ich kann auch eine Pension anrufen. Die Pension König.
Und wie ist die?
Sehr ruhig.
Andreas is glad that he's finished his day's work at the Hotel Europa. He's just put his coat on to go home when Frau Berger, the hotel manageress, comes in. Listen to their conversation. What does Frau Berger ask Andreas?
Hallo, Herr Schäfer.
Guten Abend, Frau Berger.
Na, haben Sie Probleme?
Nein. Wieso?
Sie sehen nicht gerade zufrieden aus.
Wer? Ich?
Ja, Sie. Wer denn sonst?
Ich nicht.
Also, Sie Bauchredner, erzählen Sie mal.
She asks him if he has problems.
Na, haben Sie Probleme?
Andreas doesn't want to say much, so he answers briefly, No. Why?
Na, haben Sie Probleme?
Nein. Wieso?
Frau Berger says Andreas doesn't exactly look pleased. Zufrieden.
Sie sehen nicht gerade zufrieden aus.
Andreas pretends that he doesn't understand what Frau Berger is getting at and says, Who? Me?
Wer? Ich?
As they're alone, it's obvious that Frau Berger is referring to Andreas. So she says, Yes, you. Who else?
Wer denn sonst?
An ideal opportunity for X to pop up into the conversation. To make sure there's no mistaking who Frau Berger is talking to, X says, Not me.
Ich nicht.
Frau Berger suspects that something is going on at the Hotel Europa, so she encourages Andreas to tell her what's happened in her absence. She's aware that X may take the opportunity to butt into the conversation, so she says, Well, ventriloquist, tell me what's up.
Also, Sie Bauchredner, erzählen Sie mal.
Although Andreas is tired and would like to go home, he tells Frau Berger about the couple who are looking for a room. X interrupts and describes the couple's behavior as impossible, unmöglich. Frau Berger reminds Andreas that he shouldn't speak like that about guests. Gäste. After all, the customer is always right. Or as they say in German, the customer is king.
Der Kunde ist König.
Listen to the conversation between Andreas and Frau Berger. What does Andreas say about the couple?
Also, heute war ein Ehepaar da. Er war unglücklich und sie war unzufrieden.
Unmöglich. Beide unmöglich.
Na, na, so können Sie doch nicht über Gäste sprechen. Das ist doch unhöflich.
Hm, Sie haben ja recht. Komm, Ex, wir gehen nach Hause.
Ach, Ihre Stimme hat einen Namen?
Sowieso.
Na gut, aber Sie wissen ja, der Kunde ist König.
Ich bin der König.
Nein, du bist die Königin.
Andreas said that the husband was unhappy and his wife was dissatisfied. Listen to the dialogue once again. First, Andreas mentions the couple. Ehepaar. Well, a couple were here today.
Also, heute war ein Ehepaar da.
Andreas describes the husband as unhappy, unglücklich, and says his wife was dissatisfied, unzufrieden.
War unglücklich und sie war unzufrieden.
X says that both, beide, were impossible.
Unmöglich. Beide unmöglich.
Frau Berger interrupts and says to Andreas, well, you can't talk about guests like that.
Na na, so können Sie doch nicht über Gäste sprechen.
Andreas agrees. You're right, he says.
Sie haben ja recht.
If Andreas hadn't been feeling quite so tired, he wouldn't have spoken directly to X while Frau Berger was there. Frau Berger is amused by all this and says, oh, so your second voice has a name?
Ach, Ihre Stimme hat einen Namen?
X takes this opportunity to butt in with her favorite word, sowieso, which means obviously or of course.
Sowieso.
Frau Berger reminds Andreas that the customer is always right. Or as she says, you know, the customer is king.
Aber Sie wissen ja, der Kunde ist König.
X thinks she's being spoken to again. She replies, I am the king.
Ich bin der König.
But Andreas corrects her by saying, no, you're the queen.
Nein, du bist die Königin.
Well, we'll leave them to work that one out between them. Meanwhile, let's take a look at two examples of word formation that have cropped up in today's lesson. And we'll begin with the adjectives unzufrieden, dissatisfied or discontent, unglücklich, unhappy, and unhöflich, impolite.
Unzufrieden, unglücklich, unhöflich.
All three words have the same prefix, un, which reverses the meaning of the original adjective. Sometimes you can see the same equivalent in English. For example, happy, unhappy. But often English forms opposites by adding another prefix. For example, satisfied, dissatisfied, or polite, impolite. Listen to the examples once again.
Zufrieden.
Unzufrieden.
Glücklich.
Unglücklich.
Höflich.
Unhöflich.
In order to form the feminine of some masculine nouns, you add the suffix in. The German word for king is
der König. Der König.
And the German for queen is the same word with the feminine ending in.
Die Königin. Die Königin.
This rule applies to many nouns in German. To make the feminine form, you can often add the suffix in to the masculine noun. Listen to the following example, which shows the difference between a male student, Student, and a female student, Studentin.
Sind Sie Student?
Nein, ich bin Studentin.
The plural form of feminine nouns ending in -in is innen.
Die Studentinnen. Die Studentinnen. Die Hörerinnen. Die Hörerinnen.
This is why at the beginning of each broadcast we say, dear listeners, First in the feminine plural form, Hörerinnen, and then in the masculine plural form, Hörer.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Listen to the two dialogues once again, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Hallo, Herr Schäfer.
Guten Abend, Frau Berger.
Na, haben Sie Probleme?
Nein. Wieso?
Sie sehen nicht gerade zufrieden aus.
Wer? Ich?
Ja, Sie. Wer denn sonst?
Ich nicht.
Also, Sie Bauchredner, erzählen Sie mal.
Andreas tells Frau Berger about the couple who are looking for a room. Frau Berger reminds him that the customer is always right. Or, as she says, the customer is king.
Also, heute war ein Ehepaar da. Er war unglücklich und sie war unzufrieden.
Unmöglich. Beide unmöglich.
Na, na, so können Sie doch nicht über Gäste sprechen. Das ist doch unhöflich.
Sie haben ja recht. Komm, Ex, wir gehen nach Hause.
Ach, Ihre Stimme hat einen Namen? Na gut, aber Sie wissen ja, der Kunde ist König.
Ich bin der König.
Nein, du bist die Königin.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Die Hörerin ist Königin. Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.